Hey, what's up, y'all? So Reno Vincent back up in here, exploring life like always. You know what it's time for. A new podcast episode is upon us, the Arena of Life with Arena Vincent. Thank y'all. First of all, first things first, I'm going to thank everyone. Everyone, once again, I want to thank everyone who's been listening to the podcast episodes. I appreciate you. Like I said, I know it's only once a month, and I'm trying to stick to that. Hey, if I upload on the last day of the month, that motherfucker still counts, all right? So don't trip. Don't trip, okay? But what I wanted to say was thank y'all for listening. Again, I always believe that time is something you don't get back. So I appreciate you guys, whoever's listening, the loyal listeners, the day ones, the new ones, you know. Thank you for listening, and hopefully you can share the podcast with your friends, family, make motherfuckers listen to it, and just give me some of those clicks, all right? But yeah, I appreciate you taking the time out of your day to listen, so thank you very much. As you know, man, last episode I dropped December 31st, I believe the Green Bay Packers. I'm going to get into some great sports talk right now, all right? So, hey, if you don't like sports, don't worry. There's going to be some more segments in this episode. I'm going to be talking about some of the movies I saw. I saw two movies so far at the theaters. And so I'm going to kind of give you my little movie reviews on them. So if you like that. I'm going to talk about whatever comes to mind, man. So you know what it is. It's the arena of life. So we can go to different arenas at any time. Okay? But again, once again, thank y'all for listening. But how I know is, look, on average, look, it's nothing to brag about, all right? So I'm going to say it anyway, though. On average, I only get about 5 to 6 to 7 listens per episode, average, you know, which is fine with me. I get it. You know, I don't put the effort out to fucking tell the whole world that I have a new podcast, or I have a podcast, even though I post it, like, on my Twitter, I post it on my Snap, I post it on my Instagram story. It's all good, though, you know? I get it. People are busy. If they want to listen, they'll listen. If not, you know, because I'm not, I used to be one of those guys that will be like, oh, let me DM you my motherfucking link, all right? You know, I used to be like that, for real. But I understood that, you know, some people, even if you do that, they won't even listen still. And I get it, man. We busy. It's a, you know, and sometimes they're not into what you're talking about. Like, some people ain't into sports. Some people ain't into aliens. Some people ain't into movie reviewing, or they don't want your opinion on a movie, you know, so I get that. Or some people don't want to hear your rant or you bitching, because sometimes that's a podcast right there. There's people bitching about something or giving them the, giving everybody the 2 cents. This is what I think, you know, so I get that. So yeah, on average, so when I know an episode is doing okay, it's when I get about like anything over 10. 15, I think is my max. I have 2 episodes that have 15 listens. Oh, yeah. But see, I don't know, because Anchor is a cool app. That's what we're using to make. That's why the Anchor commercials are always, you know, before the podcast starts, I just get the commercial in. So I get 1 cent for every play, baby. 1 cent. So far in my bank, I got $2 and some change, man. So thank y'all. Haven't cashed it out yet, because I think you can't cash out until like $10 or $20, but hey, it's all good to me. That's cool. That's what I think YouTube should do, where you automatically become a creator and you should all automatically get money or cents for. But then some people say, hell nah, YouTube should keep their monetization program the way it is, because it's fair for somebody who's putting in the work. And I get that, man. You put in the work. You go out there, man. You fucking tell the world, hey, man, this is why I'm a YouTuber. I create content. This is my link. This is my link. You got to plug yourself, man. I remember, like I said, I'm always going to go back. So sometimes there's a broken record with me, because I'll be talking about the same shit. But you know how it is, man. It's the arena of life. Sometimes we go through repeats. Sometimes we go through copycats. Sometimes we go through deja vu. Sometimes we go through that broken record phase, you know? It's your mantra or your whatever your... your moral in life, or whatever saying, or you know, you go through, you say in life, so it's a repeat, right? You know, whatever routine you have. So I will sometimes talk about some of the stuff. So I do apologize. It was like, oh, I heard this motherfucker, Arena Vincent, talk about this shit already. God damn, you know. But what the fuck was I gonna say? See, this is what happens to me all the time, man. It's an ADHD brain, man. Yeah, I do take medication. You know, I think it does work. So I do notice a difference. And some people say, oh, you take the ADHD medication, man, that fucks with your creativity. Nah, I don't fuck with the creativity, man. It sometimes helps you stay a little bit focused. It depends what medicine's out there, man. There's different medicines out there. I've been taking the same fucking medicine the same brand and the same millimeters since I was like in fucking eighth grade. I believe I started taking Concerta, that's what it's called. And I stopped for a couple years. I stopped taking it because the main reason why I stopped taking it because I lost my insurance. So then I said, fuck it, I can't take it. You know, I don't have insurance, you know, half insurance to pay for it. And then, you know, if you don't have insurance, that shit's more expensive, even the generic brand of it. So I was like, fuck it, I can't do it, you know. And then, so that being said, there's other medication out there. I've taken Adderall. I don't think Adderall did anything for me, but it was low dosage. I've taken Ritalin, didn't do anything for me. Oh, I didn't feel like it did, but and now I think they have like liquid ADHD medicine now, but I don't know how, you know, if that's good. So there's all that sorts of shit, and it does help, you know. But I to me, I'm gonna keep it real. It does help people, like there's motherfuckers like what that motherfucker I saw on some doctor guy. He's like he's big on that whole like on the internet. He's like one of those big motivational speaker type motherfuckers, you know, or like. Who says, like, I don't know, a lot of men like to watch, like, hear what he got to say. Doctor something. I don't even, he was talking about ADHD and how ADHD medicine doesn't help because your kid's supposed to be outside doing exploratory, like, race. Basically, he's supposed to be wasting your energy naturally. And I get that, and that's true. But he needs to understand, motherfucker. And I get it. He got the science to back it up. Because, like, what the ADHD medicine does, I think it fucks with your brain. It makes your brain, like, kind of be like, hey, you don't need to be doing that right now. You know? And what the thing is, it's a medicine, though. So, of course, it's going to... You can't make... I don't know. Unless there is technology, maybe it is. You want to go down that conspiracy theory that the fucking pharmaceutical fucking... The fucking pharmaceutical industry that makes billions of dollars off of our sickness... Right? Because, you know, obviously they can't sell cures because that's only a one-time hitter. If you want to go down that way, they don't have a medicine that can just only take effect for a certain hour. Certain, like, oh, you're in school, kid, so you got to take... Because, like, Ritalin worked like this. You take the Ritalin in the morning, and it should last for you 8 hours, you know? And then the side effects, you know, they say there is side effects to every medicine. So side effects are maybe you're not going to be hungry... you're not gonna, you stay focused, you know what I mean? Like, so there is side effects, and that was one of them, not being hungry, not, sleepy, you won't be able to sleep, some people get it bad, some people don't, there's some nausea, I think, but I never had that, but not being hungry, I noticed that. But the bad side effect, which is, you can say it's a side effect, I don't know, man, not all into this educational shit. So, I mean, I'm not all into, like, intelligent word using. I'm not into intelligent word using, okay? you know what I mean? Like, but I don't, or as an after effect, and I'll say after effect, because a side effect is something that will happen to you when you're taking the medication. An after effect, I think, this is just me, all right? I'm just winging it right now. An after effect. Sorry if I'm yelling too. I do apologize. I just talk loud because, you know, some podcasts, some of these motherfuckers don't talk loud enough sometimes. And so you end up turning up the motherfucking podcast because you can't hear them. And then, like, the other partner talks a little louder. So it's like, fuck, man, this motherfucker's loud. The other motherfucker's too far. You know what I mean? But it's all good. But the other after effect is something that happens. You take this medication. But it's something that after the medication wears out or it leaves your system as an after effect. And to me, when I took Concerta, and I still do that, the after effect is I'll fucking overeat, man. Like, literally overeat food. Like, you go to a buffet, you know, you overeat. But that shit can happen. Like, you'll eat, and then you want to eat some more. You know, it's like, goddamn, homie, like, that's enough. But because sometimes, and I get why some of these people use it to try to, you know, lose weight or try to control food cravings and all that. I wouldn't recommend use ADHD medication for ADHD. Or if it has other benefits, then use it for that. Don't but fucking these motherfuckers be trying to use it to lose weight or some shit, you know? And if you need it, you need it. But the doctor said, you know, we can't be over prescribing, or I'm not gonna put words in his mouth, but I just vaguely heard it, and I don't get offense to it. I just say, hey man, that's your professional opinion about it. And I get it, because, you know, times have changed, right? We don't let the motherfucking kids out. There's certain parents that still do. There's certain neighborhoods that you can still do it. But it's not like the 90s, man, like where I grew up, or the mid-90s, you know, early 2000s, where you fucking let your kid go out. Your kid 5, 6 years old, he can go outside by himself. You know what I mean? Your kid's 5, 6, 7 years old, he's going out with his fucking friends around the corner by themselves. You know what I mean? Or, like, you can do shit. Oh, that motherfucker's walking home. Sorry. You're walking home. And that's, like, 3-mile walk, motherfucker. You know, you're by yourself or you're with other kids. So, it's just different. So, I get what he means. But, at the end, like, to me, as an ADHD... See, that's the problem, too, man. I have ADHD. My brother had ADD. So, he had more of the attention. Mine was attention and hyper. And I get what the guy said was, you know, you got to let them burn off that energy naturally, because you don't want to cut off the receptors or whatever that help with other shit. You know what I mean? It was very scientific what he was saying, and it made sense. But then I tell him, bro, like, you don't know how it is sometimes, motherfucker. Like, you're not the parent of these kids. And then you start going off on parents. They need to be better parents. They need to do that. Nah, man. Life is, the world is what the environment surrounds you. There, to me, in my opinion... All right, so don't get mad. People don't get mad at me trying to come at me or some bullshit. But in my opinion, sometimes a parent's job is to show their child how the world really is, how the world really does work, you know, and how cruel the world can be. I'm not saying beat the shit out of your kid or anything, or expose them to weird shit. No, I'm just saying that you have to, because you shelter the kid too much, you know, and there's no consequences to anything. Or anything like that, then they think that's the way it is. Or then when they see it out of your control, like when they see something in the you know, the wild, and it shocks them even more. You got to tell them, kid, this is the shit that happens. So, you know, and then that too, that's a totally different point. But, you know, like, for people who have ADHD, sometimes the kids are fucking unruly, man. You know what I mean? And that medicine does kind of focus them in. And then, you know, now with the generations of, like, the fucking phone generation or the iPads and the TV generation. As a kid, we watched TV, motherfucker. You know what I mean? We watched TV. You didn't have cable. You're watching PBS in the morning before you go into kindergarten. Or if you woke, if you had to walk to school, you woke your ass up. And it's funny now, because in the state of California, they up the hour. So I think high school kids have to be in school by 8 and or 8:30 or some shit. And elementary school kids have to be in school by 7:30 or some shit. Like, they up the times to give everyone a break. You know what I mean? So it's different now. But when my day, man, you got to be at that motherfucker at 7:15. You know, you got to be in your class and all that. And so we had to wake up a little early, you know, so we would watch cartoons on channel KCAL9 over here in, I'm from Orange County, California, motherfucker, that's right. No, I mean, from Orange County, California, 714 up in here, you know, I'm from there, and I did grow up, I mean, I remember growing up, I grew up in Riverside just like a couple years, but I was like a baby. I went to kindergarten, and I think first grade, and then we moved back to Orange County. And all that. So that's why I grew up in Orange County, dog. You know what I mean? And so that's why I bring it up. So we would watch cartoons like on Channel 9. It was called KCAL9, Channel 9. And I remember watching cartoons like fucking the Bananas in Pajamas, motherfucking Mummies Alive. And then what was cool, they would actually put cartoons on. It wouldn't be all that fucking news. Like, you know, the main channel, like Channel 11, Fox would have news. Channel 5 would have news. Like, you know, morning news, you know, Channel 4, Channel 2. So KCAL9 didn't have news. And I think Channel 13 didn't have news. They had cartoons. And that was cool, man. And I guess something happened, like, where cartoons had to be educational if they're on public TV. So I guess that's what caused the downfall of cartoons. or something like that. So that's the sucky part, man. So then we watch different cartoons, you know, in the mornings before we went to school. So we'd be getting ready, and boom, we'd go. If you had to walk, we would walk. If not, we got dropped off of our parents or our aunts or whatever the fuck, you know. So TV's always been around. So, you know, it's okay. But now I get it. The generation now, the motherfucker's watching TV, and then he's on his phone or his tablet too. I mean, I get it. You got to teach kids technology. You don't want them to be behind. The motherfucker be pounding on the fucking tablet because he's never had one and has never held one in his life, you know. Or doesn't know how to use the fucking TV remote because you didn't let him touch it, you know? So I get that, you know? And you don't want to be a kid. You don't want the kid to be technically illiterate. There you go. You don't want him to be that way, so you got it. But it's just a balance, man. And the reason why going back to the ADHD is that, like, this motherfucker, some of these motherfuckers don't know that as a parent, there's almost so much you can do. If you're working, you're coming home, and if you're like a mother, or you know the gender roles change, so it's all good, whatever. You, whoever's cooking dinner, the mom and the dad, I don't give a fuck. You're being a parent, you know. Stop with this, oh, the mom's supposed to cook, or the dad's supposed to fix the motherfucking toaster, or, you know, nah, motherfucker, the mom can fix the toaster, and the dad can cook, fuck it, who gives a fuck? That's the problem, you know, to me, but that's another story too, you know. So, what I mean is, do this. You go, and some kids are hyper, man, and they need that medicine. And I get it. Some people are like, oh, they don't need that. There's other ways of controlling that, or you can use that that energy for something else. And I get that. But sometimes they say, oh, you don't have time. Motherfucker, as a parent or as a human being, you can dedicate your whole life to that kid. That means that you're going to put any, if you have a hobby as an adult, you'll put it off. And, you know, as a kid, I'm 35 months, I'm going to be 35 years old this year. So I get it. Like, a lot of us in my generation, we're already grown. We're getting to that point where we're going to be mid-aged. And then, or we already are mid-aged because the way the life expectancy is, you know. I think life expectancy is like 80. So I'm already 50 years away from dying or less or whatever. So, so like, there's times where you need time for yourself, you know, and if the ADHD medication is going to help the child, then why not? Because then if you look at the other way, then that child is struggling too. And I'm not saying being, oh, but then you're going to make the motherfucker dependent on that shit. And I'm like, no, and I get that. And I get that part too. I understand what it's saying, but see, it's a give and take. It's a balance you have to find. Do you want your kid to keep struggling? Because remember, motherfucking, remember parents, and remember doctors, it's not you taking these tests. It's not you sitting in that class struggling to fucking read because you can't pay attention. It's not you getting laughed at by kids because you can't read simple fucking words, you know what I mean? It's not you getting laughed at because you can't figure out the math problem. It's not you getting looked at by other motherfuckers saying, and I'm not saying, oh, you're being a little bitch. No, I'm just saying it's not you. The parent is not there in that class no more. You may have had past experiences as a student, and you know, hell, your life as a student, as a kid, may even be worse, you know. But it's your kid that has to pass these tests. So at the end of the day, wouldn't you want him to get something that helps him, medical-wise, you know? So that's why I look at the ADHD medicine. Don't look poo-poo on it. It's just, you got to find a balance about it. And a lot of times people don't find that balance, and it's real hard, you know? So that's my, like, when I heard them talk about ADHD medication, I was like, what? I know. But let's go back to that real quick. I was supposed to get into some great sports talk, but I apologize. But like I said, man, arena of life, when we get on something we want to talk about, we're going to go. And to me, going back, like, to social media real quick, it's a great inspirer, man, but you got to use that inspiration. So, like, you can consume, like, remember going back to, are you a consumer or a creator? You know, do you consume content or you create content? And Instagram, I'd say I consume more on Instagram than I post, you know? I'll recycle people's content. Like, I'll post it to my story, shit that I think is funny or stuff that I think has a meaning, you know what I mean? So that's what it is. But, like, again, see how it's inspired me by hearing people's conspiracy theories or people's, like this guy talking about ADHD, you know, medications and stuff. See, that has inspired me to talk about it. So that's what I mean by you can find inspiration in almost anything. You know what I mean? Or even the more simplest thing. Like, I saw a guy on Instagram. He was in a story. This motherfucker, I guess, he says he has cancer or something fucked up with his liver. I don't fucking know. I know he has to get dialysis. And he was in a wheelchair, right? And, he has a fucked up leg. He has one leg that's all gone. And I think he's a Hispanic, or Chicano or whatever. And he was saying, man, get up and do it. And just stay on your hustle, grind. I could be, don't let, basically he was just saying, don't let shit get you down. Because then what would be on my reason? I could, he was saying that he'd get up and throw up, and then he has to, because he's sick, right? So he fucking has to get dialysis every week. But he still said, you got to get up on your grind. So what's your excuse? And to me, that's like, yeah, man, as an inspiration, or as to tell yourself, because there's days that are fucking hard sometimes, and I get it. And then there's days that just the depression will creep up on you and hit you. And then there's days that you've created that depression because of decisions you made, If you took liberties in something, or you did something you knew that was kind of wrong, but you, in your mind, it's not like super wrong. But the rules are the rules, so then if you get caught up, you get caught up. So stuff like that. So that, and that can be the harshest one, because you know there's nothing you can do about it. You did what you did, And so, like, you can lose, i.e., you can lose your job. You can, mess up a friendship or a partnership, or, lose an opportunity or whatever, So I think depression is, it can be created on our own as well. And it also is chemical imbalance or, emotional factors, man. Like, shit, the world's crazy sometimes. And, we see shit that's not fair. And we see stuff that's not fair. And we feel like, fuck, man, that's not cool in life. That's not fair. Why the fuck they do this to that motherfucker, Or why can't they understand what they're doing is wrong, Stuff like that about the world. So, it can be inspirational. So that's why sometimes I understand it. Because sometimes, like, I'll be like, damn, what am I going to talk about in my podcast? And then I put it off. And that's why I just do a month podcast now. Because I know I can't guarantee quality content, every day or every other day or twice a week or once a week, or something like that. Or once every 2 weeks. So I just do every month. And then let me go back to the ADHD medicine thing, man. I don't know if they did, and what I meant about the pharmaceutical shit, I don't know if they have a drug or they have drugs that can just last for just a short, meaningful time. And I get it. So like you said, you take the ADHD medication in the morning, and it's supposed to last 8 hours. Some of it's time released, so it slowly releases over the time of the day. So you slowly get that, that's the way some of the medicine I've taken, it's a time released, or whatever. I don't know. So it's not like instant. It just slowly releases, and then you get it. And again, after effect, I do notice sometimes, because I do work nights, so I don't take mine in the morning because I go to sleep in the morning. I have two jobs, so I do work in the afternoons. So sometimes I tell myself I have to help stay awake at night and stay focused at night. So I will kind of like get to my work in the afternoon, just being me. And then I've noticed sometimes I've lagged it, slowing down, easily distracted. And then some people say, well, that's your fault because you're not disciplined. And I say, no, motherfucker, sometimes I am disciplined. I won't take the phone out of my pocket to check what's going on or the sports scores or look at Instagram. I don't do that, It's just sometimes you get distracted by other shit, depending on what your job is, as that going forward, I'm not saying they probably do. They probably have, drugs that just instantly work. Oh, this drug, take this pill, take this ADHD medicine if you just want the effects for 2 hours. There you go. I don't think it works like that. I don't think they've had medicine that works like that. I know they have medicine that's kind of like instant, not instant, but like immediate. Like it goes in your system, as soon as it goes through, so you feel it. Like morphine. You feel that shit, boom, you get hit. Or a painkiller, like that. And some of the ADHD medicines, it goes over through your body over time, and so it's kind of like a controlledness of your body, Then you know when it goes away, And then two, I want to get back to the ADHD because to me, as far as I know, again, this is not me doing research, so don't come at me. This is me and how I feel about the experience. ADHD was when, like, first talked about or you know, prescribed as, and then I get it, and then going back to the doctor real quick, because I get it, you don't want to overly tell people, oh, this kid had ADD or ADHD, so he needs a medication. I get it, because sometimes it gets overly prescribed, you know, or overly diagnosed, but I get that, so that's what happens, and I understand that part. So some people might just be hyper just a little bit, or just a little bit of attention disorder. Oh, he has that. You gotta give it to him. So I get what he means by that too. And that does happen because, you know, depending on what kind of doctors you go to, or depending how strenuous or serious the symptoms are of your kid, or, you know, it can happen. So I get that part. Then there's also... And let's go back to the ADHD medicine now. Far as I know, again, it was described. My brother got it when he was younger, I think, or older. No, yeah, he got prescribed it when he was older, I think, than I did. I got prescribed, I think, when I was in second grade, or third grade. One of the fucking two. Fuck, man. My bad. I'm driving home, so you know you gotta pay attention to the Rizzo. I was gonna say this. So I don't know how long it's been, but there's not a study yet. Like, unless they're doing experimental drug shit on people back, like, in the 40s or the 50s or the 60s or the 70s. Our generation is the first guinea pig. Like, we're gonna see what a life somebody who's using Concerta or an ADHD medication, what their life is going to be like, you know, taking it for so long, you know. So we're the first ones, I think, like, my generation, maybe my brother's generation as well. There could be maybe earlier generations too, but, like, we haven't reached 40 yet. There are probably some that reach 40, maybe 50, but we haven't reached 60 yet, as far as I know. I could be wrong. Again, I haven't did the research on it, but that's my opinion. As far as I know, ADHD, you know, was not prescribed openly, or diagnosed openly until, like, more toward the 90s and 2000s, you know. So, you know how that is. And because there's motherfuckers that had adult ADHD. There's fools that have adult ADHD. And it does exist. And motherfuckers will act like, oh, it doesn't. It does, motherfucker. You have it. And you had it maybe as a kid mildly. You know, they blew it off. But then as an adult, you have all these tics. You have all these things that are, you know what I mean? And then you start getting frustrated. And then you start, you know, maybe it causes some type of depression. Now you think you have depression, now to put you on depression medicine. Instead of going at the main fucking goal, is your ADHD or your fucking attention disorder and shit. But it can go both ways, man. And I think it is a thing. So we don't know. I know sometimes the ADHD medicines, if they're like a stimulant or whatever, they might cause your heart to beat faster, irregular heartbeat, so they have to check your heart. So I know that's an issue, you know. So you gotta watch out for that. But, you know, you live your everyday life, man. And that's why I say with just the children thing, I get you want to teach your kids discipline and all that. But sometimes, too, don't be ashamed if you put your kid on medicine just so they can function, you know what I mean, or help them out. Because at the end of the day, you're not fucking doing their school life. You're not living it. You might volunteer or go and do whatever, or, you know, fuck, you might be at the class or a chaperone. But at the end of the day, that kid is, that's him body learning through all that shit, going through all of it, you know. But that's just my opinion on the whole ADHD thing and what I saw on Instagram. That kind of, like, oh, let's talk about this real quick, you know. But yeah, man. Let's get to the sports talk. That was ADHD talk. Let's get into sports talk now, whatever, you know. It's all in one segment. As you know, I like the Green Bay Packers. I'm a Green Bay Packer fan. I've been a Green Bay Packer fan. My back, guys. I've been a Green Bay Packer fan since 93, 94. And, you know, my other teams, Cincinnati Bengal fan. Like, the Bengals, I've been a Bengal fan since I was in high school, a sophomore in high school. So I graduated a class of 2006. So I was a sophomore, I think 2004. I don't fucking know. So there you go. All right. Don't trip off me. All right. And then a bandwagon fan, Joe Burrow. That's great that we got him. And he's leading the Bengals, hopefully, to the promised land. And hopefully hoisting that trophy up, too. But we'll see what happens, you know? And then I'm a Raiders fan. I've been a Raiders fan because I remember back in the day, my dad, my mom, we'll sit down and watch Raider games. And that was cool as a family, you know? I remember we would actually literally sit there and watch the games together, you know? And that's cool with me. And my dad was a Rams fan, too. But then the Rams left Anaheim when they played in Anaheim. I don't know if they used to be called the California Rams, or maybe they were just Los Angeles Rams, but they still played Anaheim, whatever. Anaheim Rams. when they played at Angel Stadium, or the Big A, and once they left, he was disappointed in them. So I remember where we were Raider fans, you know? He liked watching the Raiders. Hell yeah, you know? Glad we ain't no punk-ass Charger fans. Yeah, I said it. So those are my teams I root for. And I always put that out there as a disclaimer. Because sometimes I am biased when I make my picks and all that, but that's just the way I'm going to be, you know. So, after saying that, you know, I did believe, again, as you know, the last podcast episode was dropped December 31st, so it still counts, and after saying that, what was I going to say, guys? I thought the Green Bay Packers were going to make it to the playoffs. And I wanted them to make it to the playoffs so badly because all the fucking other fellow Green Bay Packer fans were talking all that shit. You know, talking all Aaron Rodgers is washed up. Aaron Rodgers needs to get the fuck out of here. We should have traded Aaron Rodgers to the Broncos. Look what we could have got back. It's Jordan Love's turn. Jordan Love's era. You know, Gutekunst fucked up. He should have traded Rodgers. And look, man. The double-edged sword right there. You trade Rodgers, he goes to another team, and he's electrifying, or at least decent to get that team to the playoffs. And Jordan Love doesn't get your team to the playoffs and wasn't as good. The comparisons will always be there, you know. Or if you want to go fucking extreme, Aaron Rodgers gets traded to the Broncos. He leads the fucking Denver Broncos to the fucking Super Bowl. Wins the fucking Super Bowl on that punk-ass Broncos team. And what the fuck? Is the Giant, what the fuck the Packers doing if they didn't make it to the playoffs, right? So, I get it. So that's why it didn't happen. And some people were upset that Gutekunst gave fucking Aaron Rodgers an extension and gave him all that money. But at the end of the day, man, Aaron Rodgers is a two-time MVP back-to-back, right? So, this year, to the 2022-2023 season, Green Bay, Aaron Rodgers had a fucking broken thumb and for the majority of the season. Did he get surgery? I don't fucking know. You know, so I'm going to hold that to him. I'm going to put that up saying the reason why he didn't perform well, of course, did he age? Is he old? Yeah, he's getting older. But he didn't perform well because he had a fucking broken thumb on his fucking throwing hand. And then the motherfucker's going to come, oh, then he should have sat down. He should have gave it up to Jordan Love because Jordan Love, he could have been our best hope to get to the playoffs. Look, it got down to the fucking last game of the season. Win and you're in. They played against the Detroit Lions in Lambeau Field, and they lost. The fucking Green Bay Packers lost the fucking game. And they didn't perform that well either on offense. So I get that, man. But I think he deserves one more shot, man. Whatever his contract says, that's how much you should stay with him. Some people want to trade him. As you know, as of right now, time of this recording, it is January 29th? Yeah, 29th. It's about like 8:32 in the morning, all right? And the rumors are running rapid. Oh, they're going to trade him. They're going to trade him to the Jets. Trade him to the Jets. And this is like a package supposedly he might get. Trade him to the Jets. Really? And what are you going to get? A one first round pick. So I think the Jets, like 13th pick or the, I don't know, whatever. So it's not even a top 10 pick in this year's draft. And then a first round pick in next year's draft. And I'm like, what? And I think you get like a defensive tackle. That's what, I don't know. That's what I saw on some of the Twitter. People who follow the Green Bay Packers on Twitter or like Packer fans or somebody on Twitter posted. And I'm like, come on, really? And I get it because they can't demand a lot because who's going to take on that salary? The team that whatever salary, how that salary is going to look, somebody has to take that on. So I get that part, you know. So, that being said, you know, I'm saying it right now, I still think Aaron Rodgers is a great quarterback. That's just me being biased because I like to say he's a California cat, you know, and then he went to California. He went to Cal Berkeley, which I'm a fan of, you know what I mean? And I get a lot of people don't like him. His off-the-field antics sometimes, his stupid sayings when he goes on McAfee every week and people talk shit on that too, or how he's kind of like a... the words back. Oh, he's a diva. Oh, he's just so dramatic. I was like, man, shut the fuck up, man. Some of those times in the playoffs they lost wasn't his fucking fault. And I get it. What have you done for me lately? He had his chance against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. He couldn't get it done. They had a chance last year against the punk-ass San Francisco 49ers. They couldn't get it done. But certain aspects failed on those times. You know? So I get it, man, but Jordan Love, look, if Jordan Love's the guy, it's not giving the fucking extension. If you believe in Jordan Love, like all you motherfuckers somehow to be, oh, I think Jordan Love is the guy, I think he can do it, then give him the fucking extension then. Who gives a shit? And stop saying, oh, we had to see him, because I don't want to give him an extension and he's garbage. Well, I thought you believed in him. I thought fucking Matt LaFleur, the head coach of fucking the Green Bay Packers, was running around his house or whatever they had when they had the draft, all fucking happy and giddy because they got Jordan Love. And now you're saying you don't believe in him enough to give him the fucking extension? Even though you didn't see him? Even though, like, if you go by this year, when he came in to the Philadelphia Eagle game, he did all right. You know, I seen him, to me, he looked good. He looked high. He looked like he knows the system. He'll run the plays that Matt LaFleur wants. So, just give him the extension. And tell him, hey, just wait, man. You'll start. You're going to get all this money. You get security. You got two more years of security, you know, that you're going to be paid. You're going to be on the Green Bay Packers. You know, fuck it. He's your guy, right? But no, there's motherfuckers who want to be the smart guy and be like, oh, we need to see what he looks like, man. I don't want to, you know. Then fucking trade him then. Trade him for something. But this fucking walking Jordan Love's been in our system since Matt LaFleur came. And he's been running all the fucking, you know, the practice squad shit. You know, all the scrimmages. He's been fucking knowing all the fucking receivers and all that. So why not keep him? I don't get it. That's why sometimes Packer fans, other fellow fans, like, fucking relax, motherfucker. You want Rodgers, you don't want him, because he sucks, you say. And he didn't play that good, but he had a fucking broken thumb. And I get it. Some of y'all say, oh, then he should have been a man and stepped down and said, hey, I got to get my thumb fixed. Jordan Love, it's your turn to lead. And then I get it. Like, what the fuck? And did you see what happened to Alex Smith? When he got injured for the 49ers and Colin Kaepernick stepped up? Did you see what happened to, you know, who else? Who else has been replaced because of injury? You know? See what's going to happen to motherfucking Trey Lance? He got hurt. Trey Lance who? Jimmy G stepped up. And then Jimmy G who? Brock Purdy, undefeated. When it matters the most. So, come on, man. That's why you don't step down. You make them take you out. They're the management, right? So, you should get mad at fucking Gutekunst and management for, I guess, quote-unquote, crumbling to Rodgers, giving it up to Rodgers or whatever, being Rodgers' little bitches. But you can't go on progress. Because, look, motherfuckers get paid on what they did. So, like, in baseball. But this is not baseball. This is football. I get it. But in baseball, they always say motherfuckers get their paycheck, if they're free agents, on what they did the year before. They weigh it against that. So that's why some motherfuckers always want that long-term deal, because they know they can't keep up the high performance every 3 years, every 2 years, you know? So they don't want to bet on themselves, so they would rather take a decent paycheck with many years, or they would rather take, you know, that's why. So Aaron Rodgers, back-to-back MVP, and you think Gutekunst should have traded him? Nah, motherfucker, you keep him and see what happens. But he got his thumb was fucking hurt, broken. So I'm going to give that to him. that's why, I'd be down with Aaron Rodgers, man, you know what I mean? Like, he did a thing, and I get some of the shit, some of the tacky, petty shit about, you know, being, like, almost like a perfectionist. Relax, man, just fucking get us a win, you know? So I get that part, so I get why people get annoyed by that shit. You know, but at the end of the day, go Pack go, I'm still down with the Packers. Aaron Rodgers was a player on the Packers, and he does get traded. Depending what team he gets traded to, I'll follow him a little bit, you know what I mean? Why not? But I think he should stay a Packer, should be the starting quarterback next year, and we'll see what happens. That's the way I look at it. You know, I'm sorry. I get it. Some motherfuckers gonna get mad and say, nah, it's bullshit. We gotta make a move now. We gotta make it now. And Aaron Rodgers wasn't good, or Aaron Rodgers sucks. And then some motherfucker said his Super Bowl win was a fluke. Bart Winkler, nah, motherfucker. You know, shout out to the Bart Winkler pod, the Bart Winkler Show podcast, man. They're great. And that's a motherfucker that I would say is an example of hustle. This motherfucker, you know, he was on a regular sports radio show station. They end up canceling the local shows, so it basically laid him off. He starts his own podcast and does his own YouTube channel now, and two, has his own fucking call-in number where you can leave voicemails, and he plays them on his podcast. That's hustle. And this motherfucker is hustle. This motherfucker, a Bart Winkler Show podcast, man. Sorry to go off topic, but this motherfucker is, to me, a hustle. He's hustling. He's trying his best to show that, hey, he's trying his best to be like, hey, man, I'm trying here. And that's what I call hustle. That's what I call determination right there, Bart Winkler. So I'll tell you right now, if you ever listen to this, or anybody listens who knows the Bart Winkler podcast or Bart Winkler Show podcast, that's an example of a motherfucker like hustling. He got some shit scheduled. And I get it. He was in the radio world, so it's like a routine to him. So, but he got his shit down. You know, he does his edits, he cuts. Yeah, I don't think he edits, but he does. You know, he has a fucking YouTube channel. He has a fucking StreamYard thing, so people can come and stream on the channel with him. He has the call-in line, monetized YouTube channel now. So that's what I call a hustler, man. He did it right, Bart. So big ups to you. Even though I might not agree with all the sports takes you have, especially about Aaron Rodgers. Hey, man. So, yeah, hey, it's a good show. Anyway, back to the topic, all right? Some people say it's a fluke. No, that Super Bowl wasn't a fluke, man. They did what they had to do. They won that Super Bowl fair and square. Steelers, you didn't get that shit, you know? So, it's hard for me to say. Like, I'm one of those motherfuckers who will hold on too long. So that's why I get it. That's why a lot of people say, you got to let him go, or you got to trade him, man. If we should trade him while the trading is good. Because technically now, if they want to trade him, they can bank on this. They can say, nah, Aaron Rodgers had a bad year. He had a bad year, but you can benefit from a healthy Aaron Rodgers. Thumb on his throwing hand, you know, repaired or fixed or whatever. He's going to come out and learn your new playbook. And he can be the Aaron Rodgers that won 2 MVPs back-to-back. Imagine that, you know? So that's why it's like, that's why it's a gamble now. And I get it, but we'll see what happens, man. I think Aaron Rodgers, I think the Green Bay Packers can come next year, can make it to the Super Bowl, can make it to the playoffs. They didn't make the playoffs this year. It pissed me off as a fan. Then all the shit talking, of course. But that's why I wanted them to make it so bad. There was motherfuckers, and I get it, they were 4-8 at one time. 4-8. So I was like, how the fuck you gonna make the playoffs when you're 4-8? But remember, man, there's 17 games they play. It's a 17 week or 18 weeks. Is it 18 or 17? I think, no, it's 18 weeks or 17 games. Yeah, it's 18 weeks with 17 games played. So that's an extra game. And that, and so it's different now. And then you get an extra playoff spot, you know. So that's why I was like, they could make the playoffs, and they did. They almost could have did it. They didn't get it done against the fucking Detroit Lions, and it was embarrassing to a point. But Packers should. I mean, I don't think they should trade him. If they do, you know, I think Aaron Rodgers can win a Super Bowl next year, man. I think he has to. He knows. I don't think he knows, but this is my opinion. His legacy holds dear to that. Because if he only has one ring, people are going to say that same shit. Oh, he was a fluke. He just got lucky. Or they're going to say too much drama at the end. Too much ego at the end or whatever, man. But he earned it, man. Especially when, like I said, Aaron Rodgers sitting there. Didn't even know. And I get it. The front office doesn't need to tell a player shit. I get that. Remember, professional football, an NFL player, is not like a regular fucking job. So that's the thing you guys need to understand. I get it. If you want to run it like a regular corporation, the fucking management doesn't need to tell lower motherfuckers what's going on. They don't need to tell you, oh, we're gonna promote or we're gonna go pluck a new hire. How do you feel about this new guy? He's from a different company, or he has. No, we don't do that. So that's why some people get mad saying management, like general manager and the office people, the front office, whatever the fuck they say, doesn't need to tell fucking Aaron Rodgers nothing. But this is not a fucking regular corporate job, motherfucker. This is a different thing. This is a different entity. And Aaron Rodgers, I get it, he's a star, right? He's a QB, right? Y'all don't mind collecting money out they fucking all the merchandise these motherfuckers sell for you. If they're that good, you don't mind collecting all that shit. You want him out there smiling and shit, but when he demands respect or more, a little bit more input or influence, oh, that's bad. Oh, he's an ego. Oh my God, no. Oh. But no, you're gonna do what you want to do, right? You're gonna work there, right? It's signed contracts. So that, what was stopping Aaron Rodgers from just leaving the Green Bay Packers? Because he wanted to stay there, right? He wanted to be retired as a Packer, I think. And I think he can. And I think next year is a kind of do or die next year, man, for the Packers. And I do believe in them, man. But if they do some crazy blockbuster trade, I'm more power to Aaron Rodgers, man. But depending where he goes, like I said, there's certain teams in the NFL I just don't like. So I don't give a fuck if they ever succeed or not, I don't think they'll ever trade in division. I don't think they even want to trade in conference. So, that's why a lot of people say the Jets, that works out. I just saw before I started this recording, my ESPN, my bad, I had a fucking protein bar dropped out of my pocket. On ESPN just said it. They said that sources, quote unquote, close to the Packers front office or whatever, sources say they want to move on from Aaron Rodgers. And I don't think, league sources right here, guys, I'm reading right now, ESPN, Pack at a crossword. Sources say, league sources are convinced, convinced. League sources are convinced Packers prefer to move on from Aaron Rodgers. Adam Schefter reported that. That league sources are convinced. So basically, sources around the league are convinced that the Packers want to move on from Aaron Rodgers. If they do trade him, that's the only way they can move on from him. Unless they want to bench him. But they're going to be paying him all that money. And like that too, who gives a fuck? They should not care what the public thinks. The fans. I'm just a fan, so this is my two cents. But if they did run like a real corporation, but it's different. Depending what type of sector this corporation's in, they have to care about public opinion, right? They have to, because they don't want to lose money. But come on, the Packers, the Green Bay fucking Packers, really going to lose fucking money? You tell me that. Are they really going to, the fans might, they're not going to go to Lambeau, even though there's a fucking waiting list. There's motherfuckers on a waiting list just to get some type of season ticket package or something. A waiting fucking list. So you're saying motherfuckers are going to take their not pay their season tickets and then get dropped, and the next motherfucker waiting in line that wants those, not going to pick it up? The Packers ain't losing money. You know what I mean? They're losing making more money opportunities if they start to go downhill. I get that. But motherfuckers be buying new jerseys of the new players. New jerseys of the new free agents. New jerseys of the new draft picks that look good or look promising. Come on, man. So they can bench them. They can tell Rodgers, look, We're not going to have you as a starter. We're going with Jordan Love, and we'll keep you as the backup. Now that would hurt, you know, right? A lot of people say that's a slap in the face. Aaron Rodgers is a Super Bowl fucking winning four-time MVP motherfucker out of just, what, a year, 2 years out from winning the last MVP. Last season, broke his fucking thumb on his throwing hand. Okay. Broke his fucking thumb on his throwing hand. Okay? So you telling me that they're going to bench him. So I get it, man, but you never know, you know. Look at the 49ers did with Jimmy G. He signed, he ended up re-signing as a backup. And Trey Lance, they said they're going to go with Trey Lance. So we'll see what the Packers, you know, a lot of people are going to make fun of the Packers front office and say they don't got the guts, though. They don't got the balls to do that. Or they might as well just trade him and get that money off the cap or whatever, how that shit works. And get some draft pick back or a draft pick back or something back and call it a day. So it's up in the air, but that leaked source shit, Adam Schefter supposedly reported. You know, if that's true, then that's when the shit's gonna hit the fan. You know, as management needs, you know, it's different. It's not the same shit as we run our everyday Joe Smo fucking corporate jobs and all. It's not like that. So stop acting like it is. It's about making money, but again, it's about having the stars. There's about just different things, you know, in that. So, and Aaron Rodgers was a guy. But I do believe, man, to stick with him, man. A lot of people, it's not a popular opinion now, especially the way he played. Stick with him. We'll see what happens. Packers did not make the playoffs this year. So I was disappointed, but that's my little 2 cents on Green Bay Packers, Aaron Rodgers. And this segment is done, bro. All right? I got to the ADHD talk, all right? I had to, man, because it was something to talk about, so I wanted to talk about it. Then I got some great sports talk about Aaron Rodgers, Green Bay Packers, and the future of the Packers, especially with this update from Adam Schefter saying that league sources are convinced that the Packers want to move on. Okay, my bad. Let me get it right, because I don't want to fucking be sounding dumb. League sources are convinced Packers prefer to move on for Aaron Rodgers. But it doesn't matter. You can prefer, like, oh, I prefer chocolate ice cream. But we got vanilla ice cream right now. So, it's like these words, the wordplay and all that, too. And then, who knows? Maybe they're trying to push Rodgers' button so he can be like, You know what? I want to leave on my own. I want to leave now. I want to retire. Or I want to demand a trade again. So then management would say, okay, we're going to go with Jordan Love. Aaron Rodgers demanded a trade. We're trying to work that out. See? So now they don't look bad. To like the hardcore fans of the Aaron Rodgers backers or Aaron Rodgers loyalists or whatever the fucking words you want to put to it. But to me, like I said, I think they'll get it done, man. I think they'll be able to. I think if they keep Aaron Rodgers, they're going to make it to the playoffs and see what happens. But if they trade him. But it's so much off. It's not even a Super Bowl. The Super Bowl's not even over yet. Not even started. You know, we're in AFC, NFC conference games. So go Pack fucking go, baby. Go Pack go, motherfucker. All day. And, you know, go Bengals. Who that? And Raiders. Those are my NFL teams, man. Shout out to the Bart Winkler podcast. Check them out, too. Bart Winkler podcast show. Or the Bart Winkler show podcast. There you go. Bart Winkler show. All right, just look that shit up. And but yeah, man, I think Aaron Rodgers should be the quarterback, starting quarterback for the Green Bay Packers next season. That's just the way I feel about it. And let's see if they get him more weapons, you know, with the draft picks or trade or, you know, get some free agents. And we'll take it from there, man. All right, man, this segment number one is done. Segment number two, maybe. All right, y'all. Till next. Hey, what's up? We are back with segment number two. This one might be a little short segment, y'all. That's my. That came out all funny. This might be a short segment. Where the fuck are my glasses at? On my way home, and just want to make this real quick one, man. As you know, I wanted to talk about the movies I saw. I wanted to give like a quick. I'm sorry, I was looking at the voice thing. I wanted to give like a quick, what the fuck? Oh, it's on neutral, bro. What the fuck? My bad, guys. I wanted to give like a quick, like, hey, this is, you know, like a, how would I say this? Like a, damn it. Like, I wanted to give like a quick, hey, what's the word I'm trying to come out here? Like, oh, I wanted to give my ratings or like, you know, my critique of the movies I saw. And the movies I saw were Babylon. I saw that first with the one with Brad Pitt. That was actually a book. I think everybody knows that. I don't know. My wife had that book, you know, talking about Hollywood and all that shit. It was a good movie. And then fucking Puss in Boots. Last Wish or whatever. That movie was a good movie too, but I wanted to do a great, like, that's what I said at the beginning. And then I started talking about ADHD, and I started talking about fucking Aaron Rodgers and the state of the Green Bay Packers and how, you know, all that. Everybody keeps saying, oh, let's trade them. Jets, here he comes. New York Jets, you know. And then I saw another trade, like somebody on Twitter posted a whole trade of, what about Bill Belichick comes at you with these? And they're nothing but draft picks, you know what I mean? Nothing but draft picks. First you get a draft pick for what? What's the draft pick? You get a draft pick for this year, a draft pick from next year, and then a draft pick in the like second round for next year too or some shit. I don't know. And I don't know how many draft picks you're allowed to give up, but it's like, come on, man. Like, this is bullshit, dog. Like, you know, you got to get some players in the trade too, and I get it. It may be to offset the money and all that, but to me it's like, look. You got to give us some of that money. You know, you got to give us some players too. But I don't want to trade Aaron Rodgers, like I said earlier, you know. And so I don't think we should. I don't think we are. I think he's going to stay put, even though that rumor, whatever, supposedly sources say, and I get it, then that, you know, because you never know, man, they can put some of this shit out, and then this, because they know how Rodgers is, Rodgers take it personally and demand a trade, because that's all they're really looking for. They're looking for Aaron Rodgers to demand a trade so they don't look like the bad guy, the front office at, you know, Green Bay. And then, but a lot of some people say, well, how are they going to look like the bad guy? Aaron Rodgers was terrible anyway. This year, supposedly, even though he had a broken fucking thumb in his throwing hand, alright, and he played on it, by choice, okay, motherfuckers, he didn't step down all like, I can't play, I'm gonna sit down, then you'll be talking shit on him, saying, oh, he's a California bitch or some bullshit, like y'all, you motherfuckers do, talking shit, you know, so, hey, man, that's sometimes that pisses me off, all that shit these motherfuckers be talking. Just because he's from California. You know? Nah, man. He didn't get it. Could it be ego? Of course. It's ego. I ain't gonna let no motherfucker take my job. I ain't gonna get injured and have an injury. And then this guy shows out. Which is good for the Green Bay Packers as a team. I am pro Packer. You know, I'm down for the Packers. And I'm sorry. Another segment talking about this. Hey, Bart Winkler, man. That's all I understand what you mean how Aaron Rodgers and the Packers just overtake everything, you know? You know, it consumes you because you're trying to get this out. But like I said, I don't have the majority of opinion like some people do. But I understand whatever's good for the, you know, whatever the Packers are going to do, they're going to do. They're not going to lose money, man. It's not about that. So for them, it's about looking good, taking care of their players, taking care of veterans. And I get it. Some people say Aaron Rodgers has already taken over. It's already past that. Hey, he's kind of a little going too far. Trying to influence. Oh, I wanted you to get Rondo Cobb. I wanted you to get my, you know, this guy. Almost like LeBron James with, you know, being GM, supposedly, you know? And with that, man, I think, like I said, man, we'll see what happens with that. And then the Raiders. Here comes the Raiders. The Raiders trade, there's supposedly somebody, I saw this on Twitter. Raiders giving up Packers giving up Aaron Rodgers. The Raiders get the tight end that the Raiders have. I forgot his damn name already. The good tight end. And two draft picks. You know? And I'm like, man, if I'm the Raiders, I don't know if I'll do that, man. But I get why that one seems a little bit more like, oh, okay, that seems super appealing, you know? But at the end of the day, the Packers need to, you know, fucking put their money where their mouth is too, man. Like, that's the bad part, man. These Packers, man, sometimes I feel like they don't give him enough weapons. And then some people say, like, oh, that's bullshit or that's a lie. But we're Packers. We'll see what happens, man. Like I said, they'll probably wait. If they try to make this trade happen, they're going to try. They're probably going to do it before the draft, so before April. You know, and that's in the heart of the XFL and the USFL. So they're kicking off in April, the XFL. You know, XFL 3.0 is kicking off in February, baby, man. So it's going to be football year-round. So all you motherfuckers that say, oh, there's nothing on, or I can't watch spring training basketball, baseball, basketball still not, like, exciting. I get it. March Madness is going to consume y'all. There's year-round football, motherfucker. And Jack Johnson, whatever the motherfucker, the fool who used to play on the Houston Roughnecks. He got a shot in the NFL just because what he did in the XFL, okay? So don't be fucking talking shit on the XFL or the USFL and that way, because these motherfuckers, all they have to do is get, all they're asking for is opportunity to show all you guys, say, hey, look, I can do this and I can do that, you know? So don't be talking shit. Again, the product's not going to be the same. It's not going to be the same high level. But at the end of the day, it's still outdoor professional football. Support that shit, man. All right? Don't be talking shit on it. Oh, this is ridiculous. Oh, this is not going to last. Oh, this won't even last 2 years. I was like, man, you guys are fucking lame. Especially y'all motherfuckers be talking shit on it, saying, oh, this shit ain't going to last 6 months. Oh, they're gonna be in year two and then cancel right in the middle of the season. Fuck that. They're not going to run out of money. I get it. The American football, or the Association of American Football, the AAF, they fucked up, okay? They got Johnny Manziel to even come out. They fucked up because they ran out of money. And that was the bad part, man. That one sucked. But I support it. I watch it, you know? I was a fan of the Birmingham Iron and the San Diego Fleet. All right? Those are my two teams. But it happens, man. And that's what happens. And then same with the Arena Football League. Y'all remember the AFL, the Arena Football League? Well, guess what? They fucked up and they finally went out of business a couple, like maybe over 5 years. I want to say over five years ago or more, you know. And that was surprising. And again, it was because motherfucking they were, you know, is this too much? All at once, sometimes they did blow up. They had contracts with NBC and all that to play their fucking games on regular television, you know. And then of course, it went back to cable. And look, man, to me, don't put your fucking championship game on cable. No, you put that shit on regular TV so everyone can watch. Especially if it's your championship game. Everybody should watch that, because you know what? You'll catch the motherfucker who's not home normally on Saturdays during this time of the year. He'll be at home looking for something to watch. And guess what? Oh, man, there's some crazy football going on. And these are your best teams, right? Supposedly, because of playoffs. They're going to be like, oh, fuck, this is pretty exciting. Let me look into this. Let me maybe tell my homies about this, or tell my friends or my family or my son or my daughter or whatever. So that's how you bring in more fucking customers, you know? Not bullshitting about, oh, we can't put it on regular television, so let's put it on cable on some fucking network nobody fucking watches, you know? Or I remember I was watching the Arena Football League game, and guess what? That game was going over its allotted time on regular TV. Oh, if you want to catch the rest of the... My bad, guys. What is up? What is up? I do apologize. I was interrupted by a goddamn phone call. And what's up, y'all? And so what I was talking about? Yeah, I was talking about Arena Football League, right? They had an Arena Bowl on regular time. I think it was on NBC. Channel 4, for anybody in the LA area, Orange County area of California. Channel 4, ABC. And these motherfuckers, the same people that had have Sunday Night Football right now. There you go. These motherfuckers, if you want to watch the remainder of the Arena Bowl, this is what they said. Go ahead and flip over to ESPN or ESPN2, or it was on a network. It was on a sports channel, but it was like, what the fuck, man? Like, this is a fucking live sporting event. Why the fuck are you switching it over? And I don't give a fuck. Oh, they had to switch it over because they didn't. They're putting something else on. And I was like, man, that is stupid. That is disrespectful, you know? And it's like, fuck, I want to watch the fucking Arena Bowl, not no fucking bullshit regular TV show or some news channel or some whatever or some other sports thing. No, fuck, you know? So that's what pissed me off, too. I remember that pissed me off. But, yeah, man, you got to put all your best assets, and you got to put that on regular TV, man, so it can be available for all, not just for fucking cable people who have cable. You know, I get it. You can stream shit, and then you can bootleg stream if you can, if you have the patience for it, or if you got the right websites to do that, man. But I think, you know, at the end of the day, let's do it right. Like, the USFL had their Super Bowl or had their championship game between the Birmingham Stallion and the Philadelphia Stars. As you know, the Stallion won. I had the Stars. I picked the Stars to win. And that was a good game, man. That was a good game. But see, that was a good game, right? And now look it. I remember it. I know, like, maybe off the top of my head, I wouldn't. But since I'm talking about all this, USFL, XFL, AFL, you know, I remember it, you know. And that's the thing. If you knew, remember the XFL 2.0 was doing good, man. I was watching every fucking game I could. I was waking up in the morning, you know, I'd come home. Well, I had those days off, so that I had those nights off because I'd work nights. So I was like, all right, let me put my alarm on to wake up early so I can watch these games, you know, wake up at when the games come on, you know. And that's the, and I love that shit. I did, and then COVID hit, and that's they canceled them. That's what killed the XFL 2.0. So don't start motherfucking experts shit talking motherfuckers out there saying, oh, the XFL wasn't gonna last anyway. No, motherfucker, they were gonna last. They did last. What killed them was what? Was who? COVID killed them, motherfucker. Not nothing else. Not because it wasn't popular. Not because it wasn't filling stadiums. And we all know that. That's not might not happen. Okay, but it was still a great product, and let's see what The Rock and his wife and their ownership group of the whole XFL league can do, man. Because like I said, it's a chance for motherfuckers to give it. It's another opportunity for motherfuckers to show their skills at the game of American football or football, you know. So that's why you should support it, and you know. And again, I went through why you should, and even if you have females. There's female professional football league out there. There is. They play in full pads. And no, it's not the lingerie league. So don't trip. You know. So there is. It's just that. Yeah, there is, man. And just support them, man. And I said it. Reason why you should support them. Because there's motherfuckers in there. Females that getting internshipness. Like internship. Stuff. Females getting an internship, or working, like, you know, sales, working fucking trainers and shit, fucking whatever female do, coaches, whatever, I don't give a fuck, you know, females, males. So the reason why I bring up the female part is because there's motherfuckers that can get their foot in the door working in a sports or entertainment venue like that, and then boom, they use that experience, you know. So that's why I say you gotta support these leagues and all that, and I'll get to my movie reviews next in the next month's podcast. All right, I know I talked about it in the opening. That's why I wanted to mention it. Motherfucker, be waiting. Hey, where's the movie review, brother? You know, And I got to tell, hey, man, you know, I just got consumed by the Packer talk, the Packer supposed. There's nothing officially about the trades. It's just fans and then the league, you know, asking around, maybe this and maybe that. And supposedly, too, because fucking, because of the New York Jets, they let go of their offensive coordinator. And now, supposedly, they might hire Nathaniel Hackett as their offensive coordinator now. So then that's the thing. Oh, you know, Aaron Rodgers liked Nathaniel Hackett's offense and blah, 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 blah. So, you know, they're trying to put two together. And at the end of the day, man, I guess the Packers, is up to them to do this and all that, you know. And I don't know if he has a no trade clause or a trade veto in his contract or anything like that. So, and if they do, then he can always exercise that too as well. So, but we'll see. You know, we'll see what happens. Cause you know sometimes at work that happens where the motherfuckers are gonna get traded. Both sides agree, but then the player says, "Fuck that trade veto time," you know. So that's what happens as well. But that's what I wanted to talk about, you know. And remember, the Super Bowl's over. As soon as the Super Bowl ends, I think it ends in February. I think the next weekend, 2 weeks later, the XFL kicks off, baby. And I get it. Somebody said they looked at the TV schedule and all the XFL games. Like, the first couple ones are on regular TV, like 11 or NBA, I forget what channels. And then all the rest are on FX, you know. And which is a cable channel. And I understand it. It is what it is. Because I guess if you want to put your shit on regular TV, it costs more. Because everyone has regular TV. So you get unlimited viewers, I guess. I don't know how it works. That's just me guessing here. But I wish they really try to put one game a week at least. You know, one game a week on Channel 11. Or whoever their sponsors are. Whoever wants to carry the games. Try to do that, man, because, like, you're going to build an audience better that way, I think. And I get it, like, in this whole world now we live in, people have so many entertainment options. And they don't look at the springtime, you know, early spring into summer as football time. I get it. They don't look at it that way. They say, no, it's just basketball, hockey, and baseball, spring training, early season baseball. That's it, okay? We're not coming, you know. And I'm like, look, motherfucker, there's other things out there. There's things that we can watch and be entertained about, you know? So, right back, guys. John and everything, this motherfucker. So that's what I hope y'all support it. You know, pick a team, like I always say. And but yeah, man, I think this is about it for this podcast. I'm going to post it. Look, man, it's going to be the 31st soon. What the fuck that crackhead doing? You know what I mean? Like it's going to be the 31st soon. I know. But I'll get it done. All right, guys? I'll get it done. I'll get done. All right? Get posted up. Like I said, I do one a week, one a month. Sometimes I'll record more than once a month. But I usually just save it for... It just depends. Like I said, when I got in the groove and I was recording podcast shows, like, daily, I had a lot of content. So I was, you know, I try to chop it up a little bit and give it to you. Make a show every week or every other week and shit. But then sometimes it tells me, like my wife tells me, just post it, man. Who gives a fuck? Why? If you're making 20 shows, post them. You know, those motherfuckers are doing podcasts every day. You know, they literally do shit every day, or they'll record one day and then post it the next day, or the show they're recording on Thursday will be for Friday, you know, or whatever, vice versa, or whatever the fuck they do. You know, but like I said, I like it. I do enjoy doing the podcast stuff, and you know, hopefully y'all do enjoy listening to this. So basically a podcast is sometimes, if they're not delivering facts, like actually reading from like a factual that's actually accurate, not no fucking Republican bullshit facts or, you know, conservative crazy shit or liberal weirdo shit. I'm talking about facts. All right. Not fucking like real, like things that are, you know, true. Then that's a fact show. But usually, most of the time, people are just giving their opinions and shit about stuff. Like, they'll read an interesting thing and be, oh, man, that's pretty crazy. And then they go off of it. They're like, oh, imagine if what would you do if we if there was a cave on the moon and there's doors on the moon? Would you go down there? What would you see? What do you think would be down there? Do you think there's people down there? Do you think there's aliens? Do they look humanoid? Do they look like six-headed monsters? There's just like a big queen and nothing but drones. Like, it's funny, you know, the way people, and it's just using their imagination, using their head and talking about it, you know? So, that's what it's about, man. That's what I noticed what podcasts are kind of about. You know, what it's just people talking and people going, oh, man, that's crazy. So that's what it's about, like giving your opinion. So I do, long story short, I do appreciate that y'all do enjoy listening to me. There you go. I thank you guys. You know, and I appreciate y'all listening. And anybody else who ain't listening, hey, tune in, motherfucker. Tune in. As always, thank you for exploring the arena we call life. Your homie, Arena Vincent. This is the Arena of Life podcast with Arena Vincent. Check out my YouTube channel. It is Arena Vincent. All one word, all capital letters. Arena Vincent. All one word, all capital letters. And yeah, man. So check out my videos, man. I do playoff picks. I do unboxing videos. Lately, it's been unboxing and just playoff picks. So just check me out, man. I appreciate it. And until next time, you know what to do? Rate, review, rate. Okay, this is a podcast. So podcast, please rate and review the podcast and share the podcast with your friends. We are on Apple. We are on, I think we're on Google and, you know, we're on Spotify for sure. So just hit us up, man. I mean, follow it. Give us a like. Check it out. I appreciate y'all. Until next time. Your homie Arena Vincent, Arena Life Podcast. Till next time, y'all. Peace. Boop, 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 boop.